WildTalkRadio.com.
Bruno Sammartino was born in Abruzzo, Italy, on October 6, 1935. At the age of four, Sammartino's father moved them to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bruno made his professional wrestling debut in Pittsburgh on December 17, 1959. He made his Toronto, Canada debut in March 1962, and very quickly, with the help of self-promotion in local newspapers and radio programs, became an attraction. His ability to speak Italian also ingratiated him with Toronto's huge immigrant population. With Whipper Billy Watson, Sammartino won his first professional wrestling championship in September 1962, the local version of the International Tag Team Championship. Soon, he was in demand by other promoters in different Canadian territories. Sammartino won the WWWF World Heavyweight Championship title on May 17, 1963. Defeating Buddy Rogers in 48 seconds. He held the championship for more than 11 years across two reigns, the first of which is the longest single reign in the promotion's history at 2,803 days. In 1989, Sammartino worked as commentator for the Universal Wrestling Federation. In 2013, Bruno accepted an invitation for induction into the WWE Hall of Fame, after having declined several times in prior years. Bruno Sammartino passed away April 18, 2018, at the age of 82, after being hospitalized for 2 months. Dubbed the Living Legend, Sammartino was widely regarded as having been one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. Born June 16, 1942, in Port Arthur, Texas, Paul Frederick is better known by his professional wrestling name, Paul Jones. He is best known for his appearances with professional wrestling promotions in the United States, in particular, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling and Championship Wrestling from Florida. During his early career, he competed primarily for promotions in the southern United States, including the Texas-based promotion Big Time Wrestling, the Tennessee-based promotion NWA Mid-America, and Championship Wrestling from Florida. He was nicknamed Young Paul Jones by promoter Paul Bosch during his stint in Texas to distinguish him from Andrew Letsy, a Russian-born veteran wrestler who used the same name. In early 1965, Jones toured Australia with World Championship Wrestling, wrestling as Al Fredericks. After returning to the United States, he competed for the Oregon-based promotion Pacific Northwest Wrestling, holding the NWA Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Championship on two occasions, and the NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team Championship once, and in Canada for Northwest Wrestling Promotions in British Columbia and Alex Turk Promotions in Manitoba. He returned to the southern United States in mid-1967. In 1969, Jones appeared with the California-based promotion NWA Hollywood Wrestling, briefly holding the NWA America's Tag Team Championship with Nelson Royal. That same year, he toured Japan with the Japan Pro Wrestling Alliance, making repeated tours in 1970 and 1971. In 1973, he made a fourth tour of Japan, this time with All Japan Pro Wrestling. In 1982, Jones became a manager, forming a large stable called Paul Jones's Army. Many of Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling's top heels were members of Jones's stable at one time. Among them, the Masked Superstar, Superstar Billy Graham, Ivan Koloff, Rick Rude, Manny Fernandez, Abdullah the Butcher, and the Powers of Pain. Jones's villainous behavior led fans to mock him with chants of Weasel, though he was introduced as number one Paul Jones. By 1983, he had largely retired from in-ring competition. Frederick retired from professional wrestling in 1991. After retiring, he opened a body shop in Charlotte, North Carolina. Frederick died the week of April 18, 2018, of undisclosed causes at his home near Atlanta, Georgia. Tonight, the cast and crew and everybody involved in the Wild Talk Radio Network remember both of these professional wrestlers in the traditional manner.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Booker T.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I am Sid Vicious!
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is WTR Sunday Night!
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time!
You fucking funny asshole!
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
If you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game.
The Omega.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Heartbreak Mike.
Look at this fucking guy.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm going to stick it up fucking ass.
All right. Knock that shit off.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me. It's that D-O-double.
This is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager, Alejandro Estrada.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device, WTR Sunday Night.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It has been a hell of a week in the world of professional wrestling. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, and some things to look forward to. We've got a packed show tonight.
You don't say.
I do say rock, as a matter of fact.
By the way, radio star TJ Omeka.
Yeah, check that one off the bucket list. Appear on the radio. Check.
It's on his Twitter. It's at TJ Omega. It's at Wild Talk Radio on our Twitter as well. Check it out.
Yay. But putting aside my now newfound radio fame, I am your humble, typical internet radio host, the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here. Yeah, we got a whole lot to cover tonight, because, wow. All right, WWE, I think I'm listening.
And, of course, the one that has to maintain this train wreck and see it all the way through the tunnel, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, you don't pay me enough for that. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Besides, Omega, by the way, I would ask you for your autograph, because you were on Real Radio, but been there, done that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you've been there, done that, but did you get the t-shirt?
I actually did, yes. I got several t-shirts the years.
He has you there. I mean, so, if he didn't get the t-shirt, then you'd be cool. But he got the t-shirt.
I also got a few different jackets that had the thing on them. And yeah, the whole bit. Logo mania, bitch. Just waiting. Nothing? Anybody?
Nothing.
Dealer? Anybody?
No.
Yeah, well, yeah, officially good evening, everybody. Welcome to a slightly delayed edition of WTR Sunday Night. Saturday night with CB Radio. Yeah, WTR Sunday Night right here on
Saturday night. 6 days delayed.
So let's talk about sports in the first hour. Let's go.
All right. Well, stuff happened in hockey, and then there's basketball, and baseball's on again.
Trust the process.
Moving on.
Trust the process.
Here is Omega with the weather.
It's dark. It'd be continued dark throughout the night, turning to partially light in the morning.
Thanks, George.
No, it was Al Sleet.
Yeah, right. It's the hippy-dippy weather, man. People are like, what the hell are these guys doing? It's George Carlin. Don't worry about it. And now with traffic, Heartbreak Mike.
Fuck the revival.
In other words, he got nothing.
Terrible drivers, the revival.
Shit going down on a turnpike, back to you. There you go, that's how you do traffic.
So he has the shirts, he has the hats, and the jackets, which means we can play.
It's now time to play the game that's sweeping the nation. It's time for Win Tim Stein Stuff.
Nope.
How far did that make it on CB Radio last night?
The bumper was on the show. His game show did not make it, but Ben Stein, his relative, made it pretty far.
I'm not related to Ben in any shape, form, or fashion. I don't even look like that mofo mutzapatza. Mofo mutzapatza? What the hell is that?
Say that five times fast.
I couldn't say it one time slower. Are you kidding?
Jesus.
Anyway, yeah, try to get back on track. Here we go. Guys, Monday night, Tuesday night, it were the nights. We're talking about the Superstar Shakeup. How many people missed Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live?
Well, I don't have the ratings figures if you want me to go dig them up.
No, that's okay. That was just basically a pretty much mostly rhetorical question. I tuned in for both mainly because of the Superstar Shakeup and also because, you know, wrestling. But, yeah, we had a lot of people moving to Raw or, you know, a couple getting called up here. We had two free agent signings. We'll get into all of that, but I'm just going to run down the list of everybody now on Raw. We've got Connor and Victor the Ascension, Baron Corbin, Bobby Roode, Breezango, Chad Gable, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Jinder Mahal, Kevin Owens, Mike Kanellis, Mojo Rawley, Natalya, The Riot Squad, Sami Zayn, and of course, Zack Ryder. Starting off.
How the hell did you keep Zack and Mojo together, you kidding?
No idea, but starting off with this, everybody moving to Raw Omega, were you, pleased? Were you outraged? How did you feel about all these new names? I mean, they called it a shakeup. I wasn't expecting it to be such a turnover.
It's always scary when you see it on Raw because Raw has a bigger roster, so they always get more people than SmackDown. They do in the drafts, you know, when this, the new brand split started. It's kind of scary when you see so much of SmackDown showing up on Raw and you think, well, they're not mixing up the rosters. They're just moving SmackDown's roster to Monday night.
Uh-huh.
But when you sit down, it's like, when you just look at the list, it's kind of a scary list of just how many people move from one show to the next. But if you look at the roster in general, it's not a bad mix up. Both shows mostly kept their top stars.
Yeah, mostly. We'll get into that after we talk about SmackDown in a few minutes. But Mike, your initial thoughts and impressions.
I was like, so this is what we're doing now? Like, this whole entire shakeup. Granted, you know, of course, we were going to see some call-ups, but Drew McIntyre, that was a good way to bring him in. And first of all, that move, the team finisher that they did, Dolph and Drew, holy crap.
So, the first time the zigzag looked like it hurt.
Yeah.
There you go. So, guys, does this mean that they are Raw's new tag team?
We'll see.
It's not 3MB.
No, but they could reform it now.
Stop it.
3MB versus Shield. Let's do this.
Stop it. Stop it. No.
They're all on the same brand.
Oh, God, they are. Oh, no. You get good Drew, which got Jinder and Heath.
Yeah, definitely. There's something to think about there. So the Reich Squad got called up and moved over.
They didn't get called up.
They got moved over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this an absolute startling shock, or?
I almost feel like Raw's writers went, you know, we didn't get our three-girl faction like we wanted. Can we have SmackDown so we can try again?
No, there's a really, really nasty bad joke in there somewhere. I'm not even going there. But when you look at all the new faces on Raw, what's the biggest surprise for you, Mike?
I honestly don't have one. Well, no. Actually, no, I lied. Okay. Mike Kanellis, because I forgot that he still works in WWE.
And so does most people. Does? Do.
He doesn't.
Remember once upon a time when he was such a big deal to sign him that he skipped NXT?
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
Yeah.
That.
So did AJ.
What about you, Omega? You got a big surprise there?
You see, it's not a surprise. Well, surprise-wise, there's not a lot, because, you know, you've got some good ones there. Probably Bobby Roode.
Okay.
Because I thought they would keep him on SmackDown, where there's no Lesnar glass ceiling, but apparently they want him on the flagship show, which I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But, you know, Raw's crowd is a little bit more casual than SmackDown's. I'm not sure if they will go with the whole glory glorious angle.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't know. Well, it just feels like one of those things that works better in smaller crowds.
Okay. Well, we'll find out as early as tomorrow night for damn sure. But I'm with you on that one. I mean, like Bobby Root, it just seems like he would, the perfect vehicle for him would have been, maintaining, his presence on SmackDown. But I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. What move do you hate the most, Omega?
Honestly, I'm not a fan of moving, Owens and Zayn.
Mm-hmm. You like the heat and the chemistry they had on SmackDown, eh?
Okay. Look at what SmackDown has right now.
Yep.
Okay. You have not only Daniel Bryan returning to action, you have AJ Styles. You also add Samoa Joe to the mix. So by taking away Zayn and Owens, you miss out on this nice cluster of former ROH talents that got into this business the same way, came up around the same time, and have so much history and experience working with each other in the ring. You've had this buffet of dream matches if those five stayed on the same brand. And then you throw in a name like Shinsuke Nakamura to the mix. We're going to miss out on a lot of those matches for a while.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of stuff that could have happened, isn't going to happen anytime soon until another shakeup or a combined pay-per-view. Maybe not. I don't know. Mike?
Okay. And I wanted to talk about the whole Samoa Joe deal.
Well, we'll be getting there when we get to SmackDown.
Okay. Well, Raw. Oh, boy. Bobby Roode going to Raw. And I'm with Omega. I'm like, okay, well, you know, he has unfinished business in SmackDown, but hey, what can we do? Yeah, granted, it would have been nice to have, you know, the ROH guys, the indie guys on one show, but let's be honest here. We all can't get what we want.
Yeah, it seems to always be the case. I like Bobby Roode on Raw, just simply because, yeah, sure, it shuts down a bunch of stuff on SmackDown, but it opens up a bunch of stuff on Raw for me. The thing that I don't like, really, to tell you the truth, is seeing Baron Corbin on Raw, which is semi-redundant because I don't like seeing Baron Corbin anywhere.
This does keep him out of the world title picture.
I don't know about all that soon, but Roman, just saying.
Brock Lesnar's not the glass ceiling. Roman Reigns is.
My whole thing is, I mean, Baron Corbin, it just depends on where his direction's going to be. That's honest how I feel, because he has his strong, it's a hit and miss with Baron, a huge hit and miss, but it just depends on who he does, you know, who he feuds with or who he does a program with. Yeah. So we'll just see how this goes.
Okay. Fair enough. Why don't we take a look at, who wound up on SmackDown? Absolution. Now, correct me if I mispronounce this guy's name. I mean, like, oh my God. Andrade Cien Almas.
There you go.
With Zelina Vega. I got it right. Yay. Asuka, no surprise there. The Bar, Big Cass, the Good Brothers, who are Anderson and Gallows, by the way, in case you're not keeping up. Jeff Hardy, The Miz, R-Truth, Samoa Joe, Insanity. Mike, let's hear it. What do you think of this bunch of moves?
Joe versus SmackDown. The crowd wins. I like it. The only thing, ain't no Nikki Cross.
Mm-hmm.
No. NXT's women's division needs Nikki Cross right now. They just lost Ember.
Touche, but you get all shit, yeah. Never mind. All right.
So, best move to SmackDown.
I'm still looking at the Big Cass in the middle of this whole entire list. I'm like, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3.
And granted, yeah. And granted, they put the U.S. Championship back on SmackDown.
Yeah, that was a quick little thing. Jeff Hardy went on Monday, traded Tuesday.
Yeah, there's a surprise.
Well, typically when it comes to a brand shift or, you know, a superstar shakeup or a draft or whatever, they swap mid-card titles.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that much of a surprise in the end, but you know, it's not the usual trick, at least.
I was expecting to see the IC go to SmackDown. The majority of people, I'm sure, were expecting that. But, what's the best move to SmackDown? Seriously.
It's Samoa Joe. Bottom line. Like, that is someone who can be a monster destroyer, but not when Roman and Lesnar are in your path. This is a point where, you know, on SmackDown, it is a land of opportunity. You know, they say it on TV, but it really is, because this is where you possibly could win a world championship. And yeah. Guess what? It's not the one we just made to hand to Brock Lesnar. It's the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike, you're in agreement?
Full agreement.
No. Yeah. Okay. Is there really a surprise on this roster here, moving to SmackDown?
R-Truth still being employed?
No, that's just a surprise that he's employed. Him moving to SmackDown, I think it's a non-starter.
Okay, how about something like this? Zach, like, some of these moves get announced only, like, Chad Gable got moved to Raw and they just kind of mentioned it on Twitter.
Yep.
And, but R-Truth was worth having time on television to announce.
All right, I like the backstage segment that they did. Come on, that was funny.
Funny, sure.
I thought it was. Nice to be here, Monday Night Raw. No, we're on SmackDown. Oh, see you tomorrow. I know, I thought it was funny. But when you look at all the movement, basically it comes down to people will debate it. Let's talk about it. Which brand won?
It's really hard to call a winner right now. It's not like anyone got anything huge. You know what I mean? Like, your biggest moves were Owens and Zayn to Raw, and yep. then... Joe and Jeff to SmackDown.
Yeah.
No huge star, no main eventers move. You know, like, they didn't trade Seth Rollins and Shinsuke or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So okay,
let me just ask, are you disappointed that a name like Seth or Shinsuke didn't move?
Not especially, because those are established names for those brands. I don't really want to see them go anywhere. I want them to be the foundation that those brands are built upon. Okay. I like that you move people like Breezango, who were getting way over with the Fashion Files segments on SmackDown. Now they're on Raw, where they might actually have time to put those on television with an extra hour and actually be entertaining again. You put the Ascension on there too, where they are also extremely entertaining in those, you know, and both teams actually have a chance of being taken a little bit more seriously now and maybe put into a real contention and kind of rebuild them from being jokes to actually being credible contenders. So I'd say the same for American Alpha now that that team has the potential of being reunited.
Mm-hmm. And problem is, it's WWE. Can you see them switching from the comedy to the real thing?
In the case of the Ascension, sure.
Well, okay, yeah, Ascension, maybe.
I mean, Breezango's a comedy act. Like, there's no confusion there.
Yeah.
Like, Ascension was supposed to be a big, intimidating Road Warrior-style tag team, and it just...
Until they came to the main roster.
It floundered because they just handled the team wrong.
No, you're right. That's true. I do believe that.
Well, the problem is, on the main roster, they were looked at as the bargain brand knockoff in the grocery store to the Road Warriors.
Store brand version. Not as good.
Yeah. In most
not
cases,
a store brand.
In most cases, not as good. There are some store brands that are actually better than the brand names, but that is a tricky thing to find, to put it mildly. So, but I know, one of the biggest deals to me, of course, I got a bit of a connection to this one, but it's seeing Natalya on Raw now.
I'm not shocked in the least.
I'm not shocked.
Well, I'm not either.
I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. I'm happy to see it.
No. Like, sarcastically shocked that you had mentioned Natalya. That's all.
Oh, you're not shocked that I mentioned Natty. Okay. I get it. Fine. For SmackDown, the thing that I'm most happy and most disappointed for at the same time is Samoa Joe.
I think everybody is happy that Samoa Joe is on SmackDown.
Yeah, welcome to the consensus.
Right.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm disappointed that he's not on Raw anymore.
Well, because let's be honest here. I think we've seen Joe battle the important people of Raw. I don't mean to say it like that, but he's... You know, he's done what he can on Raw. Now it's time for him to go to SmackDown and say, hey, I need some more competition. So,
yeah. Hi, guys. My name's Joe. I need victims.
And I need bodies.
How long before we see Joe scoring off against AJ?
It's not going to take long. I think after Backlash.
I would say definitely within the next 3 months for sure. Inside of 3 months. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take 3 months. I'm saying it's going to happen before 3 months have come and gone. Is it going to be better than what we saw in TNA?
They were a little bit younger and hungrier in TNA. It depends on how much they have to prove now.
I don't know how that was funny.
Well, okay, let's put it this way. They're hungry in TNA because they were probably on food stamps at the time.
Okay, now that's funny.
I think for them, and I think it's, is it going to be better? I don't know. Is it going to be smoother?
Well, they've got a lot more years and a lot more seasoning behind them now than, you know, like 15 years ago, 10 years ago in TNA.
Yeah. I mean, unless Joe gonna pull some TNA old school move that we haven't seen in a while, I mean, hey.
Yeah. But yeah, at this point in time, it's just impossible to pick, to say Raw won or SmackDown won or, SmackDown is screwed or whatever. It's not possible. People on social media have been trying since Tuesday night, but
there's just no way to do it.
Yeah. Like, in this situation, you just gotta shut up and let it play out.
Yeah, they picked people that they could build up and try and reinvent, and that's where it's going to lie. How well you reinvent your new acquisitions to actually make them palatable. You know, what do you do with Mike Kanellis on Raw? What do you do with Big Cass and Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows on SmackDown?
I think Big Cass is going to be I think now I'm going to want to see what they're going to do with Cass because, you know, by himself and all that jazz and
no ferret
that too. I want to see what he's going to do singles competition. You know, what do you have planned for Big Cass now that he's okay? Now that he's back, what you got?
The guy who's still boring on the mic and in the ring.
Granted. Yes. Sure. Okay. We can, you know, we'll go with that, but. Doesn't need a mouthpiece, of course. But
he's 7 foot tall. I mean,
you can't teach that.
Yeah. that cannot be educated.
I mean, well, yeah, you're right. We'll just see how it goes.
He's okay. To his credit, he's young. He's very young in this industry.
Yes.
He's got plenty of time to get better.
That's true. Just please don't be heel again.
Okay, you know, I would much rather watch a Big Cass match than a Baron Corbin match.
I think we all would.
Well, because we haven't seen a Big Cass match in a long time.
That's probably the main reason why. There you go. So everybody, buckle up, strap in and, tune in to Monday Night Raw and of course, Tuesday Night SmackDown Live. Let's see what happens. One thing that I'm looking forward to is Bobby Roode challenging for the Intercontinental title sometime soon. That man needs a title.
Yeah. It just looks good. He wears it well.
It would be glorious. So there it is, everybody. WWE Superstar Shakeup. And, there's not really, much more we can talk about. It's, I think. You guys have anything else to add?
No.
I think I'm good. We just wait and see from here.
Pretty much. On that note, we're going to take our first break of the evening. Everybody, you listen to WTR Sunday Night with Stock Ready right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming back with a little bit of panel discussion on a few things. And before we wrap it up tonight, we're going to talk Greatest Royal Rumble, which happens next Friday, in my case, in the morning. we're going to do a quick little Greatest Royal Rumble pick'em tonight. So get ready to play just for shits and giggles. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night. We'll be right back.
Want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
It's gonna be great.
I love these picks. Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick.
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to chain the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get them all off them? Do I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
Hey everybody, this is Joseph Park from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And it would help if you unmute before you say, welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, everybody, streaming live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Also on the TuneIn app, 100% free. Download it to your mobile device. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen to us wherever you may happen to be while you're on the go. And, of course, live on Periscope. You can find Periscope. They have a website. You can download the Periscope app for free and watch us. You can check it out. There's a post on Twitter. Did you also do Facebook? I bet you did, didn't you? Well, don't tell me or anything. Just leave me hanging. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of ways for you to take in all of the live webcasts that we do right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Mike, I have a question for you.
No.
It's not a bad one. It's do you know this name question.
If I
were to say the name Abu Weasel.
Negative.
Okay. He was the valet for the Karachi Vice and Stampede Wrestling. The Great Gama? Gama's manager.
Huh.
He was actually in the store today and bought a couple of box springs off me.
Nice.
We had a nice, so almost hour long conversation, actually. I was telling everybody it was only 30 minutes, but it was closer to an hour. I used him actually at a couple of my shows when we first started Canadian All Pro. But we had a nice little chat and we got talking about this next little thing that we have on the rundown sheet. Davey Boy Smith Jr., son of the British Bulldog, more colloquially known as Harry Smith. Now, you know that name, don't you guys?
Yeah.
Well, you heard what happened like a week ago. He threw a cup of coffee in Jake the Snake Roberts' face at some wrestling convention.
Yeah.
There is a warrant out for his arrest now for that.
Uh-huh.
Had a nice little chat with Abu Weasel about exactly everything that went down and stuff. Harry was really not happy with some of the things that good old Jake the Snake said about his father and asked for an apology for it. Jake basically told him to, and I'm quoting, Jake told him to fuck off. That's when Harry threw the coffee in his face and stormed out. Now, knowing Harry as well as I do, yes, here it is, the name-dropping thing again. Sorry, but it just is. Harry and I are fairly tight. And I know him, and I know that he would not have thrown, coffee in Jake's face without provocation. There's a little bit more to this story. I'm not going to, get into it completely because that's, you know, well, first off, mainly, it's not my place to. But Jake Roberts, if anybody deserved to have coffee thrown in his face, it was Jake the Snake.
Wow.
He deserved it. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to say about it, really. I'm not in a position to be able to elaborate. But certain words were thrown out that began with an A, where describing Jake Roberts comes in. So, but basically, Harry's admitted to, yeah, he threw the coffee in his face. He deserved it. Yada, yada, yada. He's in Japan right now. When he gets back, he'll, take care of this legal issue. It's like a misdemeanor fine for, you know, like they're going to call it assault, right? So no huge deal. But, in this situation, even though he shouldn't have thrown the coffee, I'm backing Harry up just because of, who he is, what I know about him, stuff like that. I mean, if you guys have any thoughts or opinions on Harry throwing the coffee in Jake's face, speak now.
None.
Okay, absolutely none. So there it is. So yeah, Harry's gonna, you know, he'll pay the piper, as it were, when he gets back from Japan. But you know, here's another legal thing on the horizon. You guys, aside from Rock, who's got WWE 2K18?
Right here.
Okay. Now, when Rock streams WWE 2K18 or anything off the game on twitch.tv/RackRadioShow and he uses Randy Orton, anybody who doesn't have the game will have seen the intricate tattoos on Randy Orton, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say the tattoo artist that that inked Randy Orton is trying to sue WWE for copyright infringement. Go ahead, Mike. You now say something.
You should know that if you're doing anything for a wrestler, come on. And as famous as Randy Orton is, do you really think that they weren't going to do the tattoo designs?
From the artist's point of view, she probably would not be out of line, thinking that they would muddle or do something substitutional, don't you think?
So if that's the case, how come they didn't sign an agreement on that stuff? You know, I don't want my stuff posted, you know, public on wrestling games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you didn't think that through.
Yeah. What do you think about this, Omega, so far?
I genuinely don't care.
Really?
It's a dumb lawsuit. You think of all the photos, all the DVDs, all the merchandise, all the t-shirts, all of the action figures that have carried those tattoos. And now she decided to bring up something. So what do I care about some tattoo artist who can't make ends meet and decides to sue somebody for frivolous reasons?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you know, my whole point about this, just talking about, where intellectual property right ownership ends and public domain begins. I mean,
she's trying to sue over a drawing of a rose.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. No. That's a fucking flower.
Now, if WWE was making money thanks to her tattoo designs, would she have a case? Do you think?
If they were her unique designs, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she can't copyright the exact shape or design of a skull. It's a skull.
Yeah. So, you know, the point of it is we see Randy on TV weekly.
24/7 on TV, yes.
On WWE special events on the WWE network for $9.95 a month, the first month free, right?
$9.99.
Okay, thanks for the correction. $9.99 in the United States, something like $12.99 here in Canada, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it's exactly what you said. To me, this is absolutely frivolous as hell. WWE offered her like $400 and some odd because her tattoos would be seen in the game. Like if I were to, record a song and somebody, gets a hold of it without paying for it and, starts, sharing it on, you know, file sharing sites and stuff, I'd be a little bit pissed off.
But
she got paid for her work. Randy Orton paid for the tattooing. Randy Orton is a public figure. A tattoo is not a proprietary thing where nobody can see it once it's on. I mean, once it's there. It's kind of hard to miss it, don't you think?
Depending on location, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. And exactly what you're watching. But yeah, so I can't wait for this thing to be dismissed and this chick's 15 minutes of fame to fade into the sunset. That's just me and probably a lot of other people. But sad news in the world of professional wrestling couples, Omega.
Why'd you throw to me?
Well, because I've been talking to Mike a lot about this copyright thing, because you weren't too happy about it, or thrilled, or whatever.
Oh, did you pick up on that? Yeah.
Yeah, I picked up on that. Yeah, John Cena, Nikki Bella, Splitsville. So, does this mean you have a shot, or what?
You know, Cena's not really my type, honestly.
Is it really nasty of me to admit that I was kind of hoping you'd go in that direction?
God, like, this has been a mess. This has been so much hearsay, he said, she said, without them actually saying anything about it.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know where this stands now. Like, who called it off and who's upset and I don't know.
Well, according to sources, it was John Cena getting cold feet just like literally, 2 weeks before the wedding. They were supposed to be married Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. But somebody close to the situation is saying that, John Cena actually pulled a real life heel turn. And, apparently he's a really self-absorbed individual, according to this person. Because remember, before he got super serious with Nikki, he has on several occasions, stated that he wasn't interested in getting married again or having kids. And Nikki was all about she wants to be a mother someday. And, you know, that hit home, or would have hit home even more so with Brie giving birth to a baby not too long ago.
Hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of Brie, somebody said on one level Brie wants to kill John. Because, you know, no one should be allowed to hurt her sister like this. Brie's denying this on her Instagram account. But, you can understand if this is in fact true, if it was Cena, breaking it off and, you know, pulling the real life heel turn, it would be understandable that certain individuals would be upset with him, don't you think?
Well, of course. It's like, you literally proposed in the biggest way you possibly could, and now you're calling it off?
Yeah.
It's the king of dick moves right there.
Yeah, it's a simple case of, like, if this is the person you really are, why the hell would you get down on one knee at a live wrestling show in front of almost 100,000 people and propose while you had millions around the world watching at the same time?
You know why?
Yeah.
Because it's the only place he could do it. Because that's John Cena, the character, getting into a persona. It is not the actual John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the lights are on and it's a big deal, it's a wrestling angle, you know, we've seen Cena do a lot on TV. We've seen a lot of antics that you probably wouldn't see in normal everyday life out of someone like him. You know, if he is the kind of person reports are saying right now.
Yeah.
But when the lights are on, the music hits, and you're in the middle of the crowd, like, you know, you're just kind of turned into a different person.
Yeah. It could also be a case of he did it live just because some of what this anonymous individual is saying is true, that he's a spotlight freak.
You mean after how long he's been the staple of an entire industry?
No. Yeah, very intensely private person, and I don't need to make a spectacle about anything I do with my real life. So, and here I thought it was all of his contracts and stipulations about people walking into his house that may have pissed her off finally.
It's a little weird.
Mm-hmm. So, but moving on and adding to the women's revolution, apparently WWE is thinking of adding a female commentator to either Raw or SmackDown or to both brands.
Go for it. Beth Phoenix.
You like that idea?
Yeah. And Beth Phoenix would be my first choice.
Okay.
She did really good commentating.
She was doing the doing commentary for the Mixed Match Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't really exactly falter too much now, did she?
No.
No.
And then you got Lita. Lita, well.
Lita was the first because they put her on Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah, she was.
Because again, it's the thing. It's the Corey Graves thing. Well, you're hurt and you can't wrestle. You're going to commentate for a while. Yeah. Yeah. So, ironically, she has the most experience at the job. Not the best at the job.
Right. Not the best.
All right. So if they're going to add a commentator, do they just put another commentator on there, or do they let the woman commentator just talk during the women's matches, or do they get rid of one person on SmackDown and Raw's team?
Get rid of Byron, but he's gone. That I don't know.
I don't think you'd do something as cheesy as like the 205 Live thing. Well, the women are coming out, so
yoink.
Yeah,
like I could see that happening in the '80s or the '90s.
Yeah,
I mean I could too. But
it's like, how dumb was the purple rope thing when they had to drag out 205 Live?
Can we not? I bet that was, and that was not to mention the canvas too. God, that was probably a bitch to set up.
So we're going to do the exact same thing to the women, except we're just going to change commentary. You know, and just between, you know, just between matches, we're going to duct tape Michael Cole's mouth with pink duct tape.
Oh, can we please get one of the women to replace Michael Cole? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Good luck with that.
He's thinking of leaving.
Yeah, all right. We'll see.
There you go. So you like him, Beth Phoenix is your first choice. I get the vibe that Lita is the second choice.
Lita is an extraordinarily distant second choice.
Yeah,
and only because I haven't heard enough women as commentators to actually fill the gap between the two.
Okay, so if Lita's a distant second, would you have somebody maybe that you're thinking might be a better idea?
I'm having a hard time thinking.
It's kind of in WWE. It is kind of hard.
And do you put Beth on SmackDown or you put Beth on Raw?
I'd use her for both shows.
No, I hate when they do that with Michael Cole. You know, we're doing it right now. We're doing it right now with Corey because Corey's that good. I don't know. I feel like it's something that you do on SmackDown.
Well, like, who has like more women? Well, yeah, SmackDown.
No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with women.
Well, okay.
It's everything. You know, it's just we're talking about a female commentator who can go the entire 2 hours or 3 hours if it's Raw. You know, I'm thinking, like, in my mind, the prerequisite here is just who can I think of that can speak fast enough, because speaking fast is incredibly important as a commentator, and being able to think very quickly and get out your thoughts very quickly. And I can't think of any women we've had in wrestling who were that fast on the microphone. Like, outside of people we can't have, like AJ Lee.
No. Wow, pickings are very slim when it comes to, yeah.
Names you could use Renee Young, you can use Ivory, because you listened to her talk during the Hall of Fame. She was really good.
Ivory is a very smooth talker.
Yeah. Like, Renee Young would probably be your closest.
Yeah, but I think she's more doing more. I think she'd be better off doing interviews rather than just doing commentary. Granted, you know, she knows about the business, of course. But I honestly think that for Renee Young, love her to pieces. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. But I think she'd be better off just doing backstage stuff.
She tried to be fair. She did try the commentary in NXT, and she was good, but she didn't enjoy it as much. She'd rather, like you said, do the backstage stuff, and she has other interests. So it's
I don't think she would be as comfortable doing play-by-play. And I don't mean feeling herself personally feeling comfortable. I mean, like, overall, which is not a knock against Renee. She's fantastic doing the interviews and the backstage segments and the panel on the pay-per-view shows and all that other stuff. But see, the thing here is we're going to be losing Jonathan Coachman off the Raw broadcast team for the next little while, being replaced
for
by
one
the returning Booker T.
1 week.
Well, that's the next little while.
1 week.
So if you want to do a female commentator, would that not be a week to try it? To see if she can flow with Cole and Booker? And what's his name?
Don't ask if a woman can flow ever again. I don't think
God,
really.
I can't believe you actually did that joke.
Oh, I don't think it matters like if you have an opportunity to just slot somebody in. You just... Who would really notice if Byron Saxton disappeared and Renee Young was out there for 1 week?
Mm-hmm.
The internet.
Well, the internet. Well, yeah. Well, they notice everything.
Oh my God! It's not a black person at the commentary booth. Oh no! It's a female. What?
Wait. The commentator sounds vaguely intelligent. This isn't Byron.
But they need Byron out there because someone has to be the butt of the joke, and they can't do it for the female. So Byron has to stay.
It'd be great if they had a female they could turn it around on Corey.
I could see Beth.
Like
Beth tried on the mixed match challenge.
I'm getting grilled. I want Byron back.
So
I say we go to break, Tim.
Yeah, I was just about to take us there. Leading into break, there's a new king of beers, guys. Jerry the King Lager. No word of a lie. A brewery in the United States has put out a beer called Jerry the King Lager. Now, unlike his wives, you got to be over 21 in the United States to enjoy it.
Yes, but does it stop your heart when you drink it?
Wow! He had a stroke. I mean, will drinking this beer give you a stroke? All right, on that note, everybody, we're taking our second time out of the evening. You're listening to WTR's Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
At Flames Forums.
We'll be back with the greatest Royal Rumble pick'em right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rackradioshow.
Can't catch a WTR program live?
Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Hi, I'm Barbie Blank, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Easy breezy Sunday night for everybody. Looks like some warm weather is finally headed everybody's way, except for those people still stuck with the cold stuff. So, yeah.
Really? Spring is, really?
Spring is sprung.
Warm is coming, but except for those people with cold. Really?
Yeah, I said it.
I mean, that's everywhere. All year long.
That isn't warm. Yes. Only everywhere that's not warm. We're stuck with the cold still.
I mean, that's greatest Royal Rumble, everybody.
All right. Yeah, here it is. It's, we're going to do the pick'em here. We got, 50 people in the actual Royal Rumble match itself, and, only 18 people have been announced for it so far.
The entire roster, plus Rey Mysterio and the Great Khali, plus Hall of Famer Mark Henry, and others.
We've got a grand total of, 11 matches?
It's 11?
11 matches, including the Rumble.
I have 10 matches with the Rumble, according to Wikipedia.
Well, that's never wrong.
I know, right?
You've got what?
I have 10 matches. All right, let's go
10
through.
10 matches plus the Rumble itself. That's 11 all together.
No, I have 10 with the Rumble.
Anyway. Oh, really? Because I just counted 11.
All right, let's go through them then.
All right, well, let's take note. I'm just going to do this really quickly. One, two, okay, well, whoa, 10 matches. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yeah, there are 10 matches, Rock. I don't know where you get 11 from.
What's the first match, Tim?
All right, first match is Undertaker versus Rusev in Casket Match.
But I thought it was Chris Jericho.
But it was Chris Jericho. Then it was Rusev again because Lana said, okay, you know what? He can have the fight. Because Lana initially didn't want Rusev fighting The Undertaker, so they had to remove Rusev and throw in Jericho for that one. But then Lana said, no, you know what? It's all good. I have no idea why they changed this twice.
I don't know, maybe the same reason Rusev took all the WWE references off his Twitter in between the two announcements.
That apparently was storyline. Speculation is that, and here's where the speculation, this take it with a grain of salt, if you will. It comes from Taz doing a podcast very similar to what we're doing, but probably a little bit more professionally. He was speculating, the speculation being that Rusev shot himself in the foot by tweeting out, "Bury me softly, brother," after the match was announced.
That's actually probably a really good speculation.
That could be a very accurate speculation. It's one thing that we have learned over the years. If you piss off certain people, they are going to change the direction of your push, non-push character flow, if you will.
You're doing it intentionally now.
That wasn't like intentional. It was just like, you know, part of what I said. And it was just, if we hadn't done that earlier, then it wouldn't have been, nobody, you know, you wouldn't have even noticed.
So, Mike, who's winning the casket match?
Of course, The Undertaker.
Okay. Omega, who's winning the casket match?
Taker.
Tim, who's winning the casket match?
Everybody who wants to see Undertaker have one more match. And Taker. Now watch them swerve us and Rusev wins.
Lana shoves him in the casket.
Well, he likes blondes, so...
Whoa, wait a minute. You just did something. Rusev has the shit kicked out of him, and he's ready to be beaten. Undertaker throws the casket up, and there's Lana inside, and she sprays a fire extinguisher in Undertaker's face.
Sadly, she will not be there, though.
Isn't that TNA booking, though?
Good thing there's no TNA bookers, but
yeah,
the women are
Impact
not.
Impact booking.
Yeah, the women are not there, so yeah.
Women aren't banned in Saudi Arabia. They're just
they're not going.
They got to be dressed differently.
They're just not going.
They're just not going.
Right, Omega, they're just not going.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's next, Tim? Next match.
Well, up next we get the Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar, who has re-signed for an unknown length of time, taking on Roman Reigns in a steel cage match for the WWE Universal title.
Who you got, Mike?
Bork.
Omega, who you got?
I got Lesnar. It's a short-term contract, but it's not up that fast.
It's also a very hefty deal.
Yeah.
Tim, who you got?
Well, Rock, you and I were talking about this, and the consensus that we came up with based on a bunch of stuff that we read on the internet was that Roman Reigns was originally supposed to win the title at WrestleMania, but at the last minute, the plans were changed, and only three people knew about it because of the potentially unwanted fan reaction to Roman Reigns winning the title at the main event. So the speculation is we don't know how long Brock is signed for. Maybe he resigned just long enough to drop the title to Roman at the Greatest Royal Rumble. Makes you think, kids. While you ponder that, I'm picking Brock to retain.
I forgot. Omega, you didn't even make a pick. Or did you?
Yes.
You picked.
Okay. I wasn't. For some reason, I forgot it.
You picked Bork Laser, too. But he didn't call him Bork Laser.
What's next, Tim?
The next match, the one I want to see, because this is the one we speculated was going to get turned up a notch and get out of second gear finally, AJ Styles rematching against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mike?
I'm going to have to say DQ. It's going to be a disqualification.
But who wins? Because DQ still means winner.
I don't know what you call a double DQ.
Well, this is on a Friday show, so I don't know. AJ.
Omega.
No, I think it's AJ.
Why?
Because his balls will still be vulnerable. I do think it's going to be a DQN. I just think AJ is going to win.
Yeah.
Tim?
Well, AJ's going to win. He's going to retain the title. Turning Shinsuke heel is an absolute genius goddamn move. They can have him chasing for like 4 months before he winds up with the title. Booking wise, it's brilliant. It's going to piss off certain fans. It's going to make other fans exceedingly happy. And that is the medium that you want to go for. You want to piss off half your audience and please the other half. You don't want to please everybody all at once immediately. Shinsuke is so over as, like, you know, the rock star when he comes up from NXT. That when somebody is that over, that person is the one who chases a title. They don't need the title. Traditionally, the title is a prop. Now, that said, AJ doesn't need it either, but it's a case of AJ does, with all of the work that he's done, it's AJ's reward for this point in time. I love the idea of Shinsuke chasing the title and having it take a while before they put the belt on him. I'm comfortable with that. Because that means that we should be getting a whole bunch of storyline and interaction between these two, even if they don't do any matches between them for the next few months or a couple of months or a few weeks even, whatever the timeline is. At some point in time, Shinsuke is going to be holding that belt. I don't need to see him wear it right now. If he wins, I'm happy. But he's still, because of what he did at Mania, he's still a heel. I'm fine either way, but I'm leaning towards AJ, and I'm taking AJ to remain victorious.
Next.
Up next, John Cena taking on Triple H.
Yeah. Mike.
He put salt to the wounds, Triple H.
Movement. You gotta say the whole thing.
No, you don't. No, shut up. No.
Omega.
He did say the whole thing, Triple H.
Movement.
No.
No. Just Triple H.
Movement.
No, you dare.
Is that your pick, though?
No, I'm picking Cena.
Okay. Tim.
Well, they are overseas, so I logically should pick Trips, but they are overseas, so I should logically pick John Cena. I'm not going to pick Trips just because you keep saying something that should have the word bowel in front of it. John Cena wins.
What's next?
Another match. Jinder Mahal attempts to regain the United States Championship from Jeff Hardy.
Mike.
Jeff Hardy.
Mike, elaborate, damn it.
For the simple fact is that for him to become a transitional champion and to actually get it back, I don't see that happening, man. I honestly think that he's going to have, well, I can't believe that I am going to say this, but I think he's about to do something bigger on Raw.
He takes down Lesnar.
Nah, that's bad. I didn't say that big.
You thought it was bad he won the WWE Championship. Imagine if he beats Lesnar.
Just wait for the Roman Reigns Jinder Mahal feud.
That's money in my pocket because I'm not paying for it.
That's how 3MB reunites. He's got his Shield buddies. I need a crew.
Didn't Paul Heyman at one point in time hire the Shield to take out enemies of Brock Lesnar? Think about it.
No, yeah. He hired them for Punk.
Oh, it was for Punk. Yeah, that's right.
That's how the Shield debuted. Oh my God.
Jeff.
Well, you put the title on Jinder, then you have Jinder move to a brand that already has a mid-card title. So you take the title off Jinder and put it onto a guy. You're moving to SmackDown. So the title's back on SmackDown. This match was spoiled, by the superstar shakeup. It's staying on Jeff's waist and it's staying on SmackDown. Jeff Hardy wins and then gets a beatdown at the end of the match.
Next.
Next match, we're looking at Bray Wyatt with Moke and Matt Hardy taking on The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro.
Oh, this one is also spoiled by the shakeup because they're not going to give those belts to guys who are going to SmackDown.
Great.
Can't disagree with you.
So, all in favor of the Woken, say aye.
Aye.
Yep. Only they.
That was not three ayes, but we'll take it. Next.
Intensity.
Integrity.
Intelligence.
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
With our powers combined.
No.
It is Earth Day.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Wrong.
Next.
The next match will be the SmackDown Tag Team Champions Bludgeon Brothers versus the Usos.
Mike.
Bludgeon Brothers are too much on a roll. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go with the Bludgeon Brothers.
Omega.
Yeah, they are the squash monsters right now. Has to be.
Tim.
Usos are dead meat to cavemen.
Next
match is another one that I'm looking forward to. We got The Miz taking on Seth Rollins, taking on Seth and Balor, taking on Samoa Joe for the Intercontinental Championship. It's a ladder match.
Forgot to mention the WWE. Oh, we didn't get to that one. Did we do? Yeah, we did Roman. That's a steel cage match. So ladder match. Mike, go.
Wow.
That was the second one I did.
I know, but you never mentioned
Steel Cage. Now I gotta rethink this.
Can I just automatically eliminate two people from winning this?
I mean, yes, Samoa Joe and The Miz.
Thank you.
No, here's the thing. Here, we'll go back to the U.S. title. Jinder can win. Take that to Raw, and then Joe can bring the IC title to SmackDown.
But see,
you
the problem.
You weren't supposed to say anything, Rocky. I was going to bring that up when it was my turn. Go ahead, Mike.
But see, the problem with that is that for them to really give, when they gave him the champion of WrestleMania, championship of WrestleMania, just so he could be a transitional champion for the shakeup? Come on, guys.
Before.
But, yeah, true. But we'll see how this goes. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a gamble and say The Miz.
Omega.
I don't know. It feels like a lot of titles are staying put. Because while this is a huge, huge show, it does feel like a show where they're not going to shake things up too much. You know what? This be fun, and I'll say Balor.
Tim.
Oh, I would love to see Balor win this one, but I just have a feeling Rollins wins it.
Next.
The 50-man Royal Rumble, greatest ever.
Mike.
Mohammed Hassan. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Watch him be a surprise entrance. But they are in Saudi. You never know. How much of a pop would he get?
None, because no one will know who the hell he is.
Yeah, but how much of a pop will he get just because he's Arabic?
None, because
the guy playing Muhammad Hassan, just in case people didn't realize, is actually Italian in real life.
Kayfabe!
They couldn't find an Arabic wrestler to play an Arabic wrestler.
Mike?
He fell on himself. Daniel Bryan.
Omega.
Mysterio.
Tim.
In advance for the big push coming his way, Braun.
Anything else, Tim?
Should I put anything else in? We did all the matches.
How many matches did you do, Tim?
Which one did I miss?
Did you do the Cruiserweight match?
No, because that wasn't listed, and so I didn't do that. So if we do a Cruiserweight match, that's more than 10 matches.
No.
Yeah.
Mustafa Ali.
It's Cedric Alexander versus TBD.
Cedric.
Mustafa Ali.
Omega.
No, Cedric. He just got the damn thing.
There you go.
That is the real quick pick'em for Greatest Royal Rumble. You can get in on the fun. All you got to do is post it on the social medias, right, Rock?
Sure, Tim.
Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. You can email media@wildtalkradio.com. You can actually tweet them to @WildTalkRadio or to @FlamesForums or to @WTRSundayNight. What else?
All-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest. Stop
us now! You can follow along with the debate as we do it all summer long at WrestleTalkRadio.com. Edge versus Ivan Koloff. Omega, who you got?
Edge. It's the age of the money in the bank that let him do it, but he kind of redefined that, that opportunistic heel role.
Mike.
Same thing here, the opportunistic person, Edge.
Tim.
I'm going to have to say Edge.
Not Ivan Koloff, not even give him a pity vote.
I wouldn't give him a pity vote.
All right, there you go. Up next, The Rock takes on Andre the Giant, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Crap. Oh, shit, picking on the black guy.
What's the all-time greatest again, Mike? What is it? The greatest of what of all time?
I know, heels. Comedic heel Rock is hilarious. I'm going to have to go with The Rock.
Omega.
Well, Jackass Rock is also a great heel. And the thing is, Andre was so loved in his time, he needed the brain to actually help him be over as a bad guy. Rock didn't need that. So The Rock.
Well, you're both wrong. It's Andre the Giant. Yeah. Rock was better at being a tweener and a baby face than he was at being an awesome heel. And Andre didn't need the brain to get over as the bad guy, contrary to what you think. Don't
don't be giving me that. I've seen a lot more live Andre than you have. So there, I know what I'm talking about. It's Andre was the greatest heel compared to The Rock.
But in this debate, The Rock moves on.
Which is just a travesty of justice.
All right, Nikolai Volkoff takes on Bad News Allen / Brown. Tim.
Bad News. Bad News was so good at being a heel, he was actually in trouble with the city, like the city politicians, city council. The police were arresting him literally every week. This is before kayfabe got broken, by the way. People were threatening to tar and feather him. He was driven out of town for being such a bad guy. He broke Archie the Stomper Goldie's son's neck at a show, which caused the play-by-play commentator, Ed Whalen, to go ballistic and crack him over the head with a microphone. Not kayfabe. He actually did that. That was a shoot bonk on the head with the microphone. And from that moment until their collective passing, Bad News really didn't have a lot of nice things to say about Eddie Whalen. Yeah, you guys probably don't know Bad News the way I did, but trust me, the guy was an absolute incredibly. He's the textbook, walking textbook definition of what to do to get over as a heel. Bad News.
Mike.
Bad News.
Omega.
I guess it doesn't matter. We'll make it unanimous.
And finally, Yokozuna. Fabulous Moolah. Omega.
Moolah then or Moolah now?
No. Don't you mean Moolah then or Moolah's reputation now?
Same thing.
I'm not going to talk about now because I get in trouble. So before.
Look what you're getting. Okay.
No, Mike. Litigious society.
You know what? This is going to be a silly one for me, but I can't help it. I love Yokozuna.
Mike.
Since I get in trouble, Yokozuna.
Yokozuna was a fun heel, but the character of Moolah at the height of her heelishness was a total bitch. I'm going Moolah. She was a total bitch as a heel. Never mind whether or not she wound up actually being one in real life. Like I said, like you said, I'm not going there this time. I know. Yokozuna moves on.
And that's the all-time greatest for this week.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like we've run out of things to say. Mike, do you want to bring anything up?
Nope. Everything chicken. Good here.
No. Omega, do you want to bring anything up?
Nothing in this brief amount of time.
Fair enough. That works for me. Everybody, don't forget tomorrow night, immediately following Raw's Raw post show, approximately 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
9:10 Canadian time. Western Canadian time. Mountain Standard time. Denver time. You get the idea. Twitch TV, Tuesday nights. Anything?
It's coming soon again.
Coming soon again, so stay tuned for more info and updates and details about WTR Championship Professional Wrestling.
Another game is taking my time at the moment.
Okay, Thunderballs, or whatever your name is. What is it? Flint Rock, or what's the name of the game?
Fortnite?
Thank you.
Jesus. You were not even close.
I was close when I said Flint Rock. They both began with an F. Anyway,
Flint
Thursday
Rock?
Night.
Wow.
Yeah, Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show with your award-winning host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll have the NXT rundown. We'll have the SmackDown throwdown. We'll have the greatest Royal Rumble preview. That's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Right now, available. Came out about an hour and 5 minutes ago. Check out The Rock Extra Reviews, Timeless Season 2, Episode 6. Check out The Rock Extra Reviews, The Royals, Season 4, Episode 7. Both now available, RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, all that fun stuff, Rock Radio Show.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, it's another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, The Kentucky Fried Chicken Eating CB Radio.
We will be doing the Greater Than Great debate on mascots this week. Go back and listen to last night's episode where we did game shows. It is CB Radio every Saturday night, midnight-ish, at CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag blame rot when a celebrity dies. And there were a lot.
And, of course, next Sunday night, returning to its normal time, back at its normal time, showing up at its normal time, 10 Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, another edition of WTR Sunday Night.
Backlash!
We'll be taking a look at what happened at the Royal Rumble that was the greatest ever, Rock.
And Backlash!
Oh, and it's the Backlash preview?
Backlash, yes.
The preview?
Yes.
Yes. And it's also Pick'em for Backlash. Hey, who won the prize?
Tommy.
Did Tommy get the prize?
Tommy sent me his address today.
So Jesus, Tommy, get on things, would you? What was the prize that Tommy's going to eventually receive in the mail, probably in July?
No, this week he should be seeing it. The copy of the Book of Booty signed by the New Day.
There you go. We give away every now and then some pretty incredibly good stuff when you play Pick'em. You never know when you're going to wind up with a chance to win something. We've given away the Ric Flair, Charlotte Flair biography, the Book of Booty. What else have we given away?
A lot of books.
A lot of books because somebody gets promo shit to give away.
People like me.
I don't know why. Anyway, that's all there is to it. Follow me on the Twitter machine at Flames Forums. Follow the Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio. Check out Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. That's on the Twitter. We've already mentioned the Facebook, but one more time, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. I think Omega is catching up with all of those.
Yeah, trying to. Like, I could rattle off every social media I have and get there, but, you know, let's save people's ears, and we'll just say that most of what I do can be found under one name, unless you go to Facebook, in which case, search for TJ Reviews. Otherwise, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is me on Twitter. That is me on YouTube, where there is a plethora of content for your viewing pleasure. And then for the stuff YouTube does not allow me to post there, it is TJOmega.net.
Are you still known as the Plastic Addict?
On occasion, yes. Yes, I am.
That's just a scary thing, don't you think?
Well, by the way, the Plastic Addict on Instagram.
There you go. And, of course, Mike is also known as Raphael Fatale. Where did you pick that up?
It's wrestling long time ago, Raphael Fatale. I am actually going to change it because May 5th I actually will be, yes.
Why don't you just change it to Stuart P. Gilligan?
No.
Come on. What's wrong with that moniker, Mike?
Because Twitter will not let me do it that long. But, yeah, add me, WTR Oreo. This week, I do want to look at some classic Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson matches. So you'll see something during this week, a couple of clips and stuff that he's done. And also, there will be some quote-unquote promos of, you know, dream matches that I believe, you know, would be good for WWE, but we know we're not getting that. But anyway, hopefully you'll see them this week.
There you go. I do believe we're done. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night for another edition of WTR.
WildTalkRadio.com.